With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump says the U.S. destroyed military sites on an island vital to Iran's oil network. He also warned that the island's oil infrastructure could be next if Iran continues to interfere with the passage of ships through the Strait of Hormuz. John Crambrill reports on an airstrike near a large gathering in Tehran.
We saw dramatic footage today out of Iran's capital as an airstrike hit near where thousands were commemorating an annual celebration marking Quds or Jerusalem Day in Tehran. Now, this airstrike came after the Israelis only a short time earlier had warned that they were going to target an area near Tehran University. That's where this Quds Day celebration was taking place.
Jet fuel prices are increasing, and that could mean we'll pay higher airfares.
Airline ticket prices are starting to climb as carriers respond to rising jet fuel costs tied to the war in Iran. Some international carriers already have raised their fares or added fuel surcharges. Experts say it's not a question of if airfares increase, but when and by how much, and that can be hard to predict. Industry analysts say the impact of higher jet fuel costs can vary based on the route, airline, and travel demand. I'm Mike Hempen.
Talks between the U.S. and Cuba are ongoing.
After several days of speculation, President Díaz-Canel announced that talks between Cuba and the United States have taken place. He added that any negotiations must respect equality, each country's political system, and Cuba's sovereignty and self-determination. Díaz-Canel also said that no oil has entered Cuba in 3 months, calling the impact of U.S. energy blockade tremendous.
This is SRN News. Evangelicals still support President Trump.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute reveals that evangelical Protestants are the religious group most likely to back Mr. Trump, 70%. The survey also finds that 53% of Catholics and 45% of mainline Protestants support the president 1 year into his second term. Amongst other faith communities, including those people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion, Mr. Trump enjoys much lower approval. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern is urging the Trump administration to address persecution of believers in sub-Saharan Africa. ICC has cheered the president for trying to curb persecution in Nigeria, but the organization wants to make sure other bad actors, including Ethiopia, don't slip off the radar. A new ICC report reveals that in nearly every corner of Ethiopia, Christians suffer violence. This is SRN News. They say that the weather in March is in a lion, out like a lamb. Correspondent Julie Walker reports the U.S. forecast calls for a little of everything this weekend.
The U.S. getting slammed with weather extremes, flooding rain, record heat, late season snow. Wednesday, D.C. hit a record 86 degrees, then snow on Thursday. Now meteorologist Mark Chouinard with the National Weather Service says the Southwest faces a heat dome with prolonged triple-digit temperatures.
Looking at well above normal temperatures, several places, a lot of places may set their March all-time record highs.
Polar cold pushes into the Midwest and East. Two northern storms likely to dump feet of snow, with one strengthening into a rare inland bomb cyclone.
Looking like a significant winter storm, there will be blizzard conditions with this, as there will also be strong winds.
I'm Julie Walker.
A major CEO is leaving Washington State. More details at SRNNews.com.